USA Radio News.
The economy added 201,000 jobs in the month of August. That's slightly above the predicted number of right around 195,000 jobs. U.S. Bank's Lisa Erickson breaks down the numbers.
The key figure that came out of that was that 2.9% year-over-year increase in wages. And though it was slightly above expectation, it's, again, it's not really out of the wheelhouse. I think what you're looking at is we've had some delays in seeing some wage gains. And really, since then, what you've seen is a steady upward increase in that wage gain number. And so while, again, it's a little above expectations, it's not totally unexpected and is continuing that trend of really overall modest gains in worker earnings.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis arrived in Afghanistan today to meet with Afghan leaders and military commanders as there's been an uptick in violence in Afghanistan over the last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Extreme weather events are on the rise. Last year, the U.S. suffered 16 major natural disasters with recovery costs of over $300 billion. That's a 33% increase over 2016 when there were 12, and it's predicted that this upward trend will continue. A 2018 study by Esurance revealed that only 17% of U.S. residents feel they are personally prepared for an unexpected natural disaster. The survey also revealed that people tend to take a low investment path and that the use of high-tech home-based solutions is uncommon. Bonnie Schneider, meteorologist.
Today's technology allows people to better prepare and recover from extreme weather. You can invest in smart home sensors and alert devices, angle security systems, and Wi-Fi enabled cameras towards the street to keep tabs on activity around your home. Find an app that enables Wi-Fi calling during an emergency and keep your home inventory updated digitally for insurance purposes.
For more, visit esurance.com/insights.
The confirmation hearings are continuing today for Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Christine Hall is a constitutional law attorney. She shares her biggest takeaway from the hearings this week.
My main takeaways is that this is just simply more political circus. This is not a constitutional inquiry. The fact that they keep asking these general policy-based hypotheticals proves that they're not really interested in whether we have a candidate that is constitutionally fit to be a justice.
Yeah. Former President Barack Obama delivered a speech today at the University of Illinois. The former president was setting the tone for the November midterm elections.
Every one of us, as citizens of the United States, need to determine just who it is that we are, just what it is that we stand for. And as a fellow citizen, not as an ex-president, but as a fellow citizen, I'm here to deliver a simple message, and that is that you need to vote because our democracy depends on it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A new study came out Thursday that said probiotic supplements may not be as useful as their proponents tend to believe. Dr. David Akis is a physician. He talked about what some of the benefits are supposed to be of probiotics.
You know, antibiotics wipe out bacteria, and the idea very simply was probiotics are pills of live bacteria that can put what we call beneficial bacteria in. But there are a few of the thousands of species. In that same study, and I know this is tough to do on morning television, but I'm going to do it, is they took the normal bacteria out of individual and made a pill of their own bacteria, and they gave them to those people, and those people recovered in days versus up to 6 months when they took the probiotics. So we're going to have personalized pills of bacteria going forward, and that's what's going to be exciting.
The doctor was also asked what this means if you're not taking any antibiotics.
So what it says is gut health is tremendously important. The data are right. It controls your brain. It controls your immune system, what you absorb from food, diabetes, all of those. But a simple pill isn't a quick fix to gut health. And the problem is there's complexity here. And we're just starting to learn. Obama, President Obama announced the Human Microbiome Project to look at these bacteria in 2016. And so what we're noting is tenfold more bacteria in you, John, than human cells. And so there's complexity there. And so it's going to take a little while, but gut health is going to be a way we prevent disease and treat disease in the future. But the simple fix of probiotics now is out the window.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.